Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What you bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from us?
What?
While Shonda was promoted,
what?
Sunny out this smoke.
Come on.
Please to be the host.
Right.
Meech gun tote. Neat. Crack. Think you got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva.
Featuring all y'all daily.
But yet and still. Now y'all on some big shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second. What's good, Nikki?
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
The Stage Radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
My line like, bae, I'm ready to ride. I guess I give you a try. I reply them just a street away. And then I text you, I'm finna come drive by. But we ain't commit a crime, but I'm just tryna be your getaway. You weren't impressed by the shit I buy, no impressed by the whip I drive. It was more of me being me, just wanted to feel a vibe. I ask why you look surprised, you say you ain't used to bad boys. I said we gon' be good, it ain't like you made a bad choice. You know what's up, I can pull up on you. Shorty, I ain't tryna fuck on you. Babe, I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you. I got you, but you said it's up to you to keep it a buck with you, baby. I been had my eyes on you. Just hit me when you tryna get away, cause babe, you know you safe whenever I'm on the side of you. You safe when seeing me make a date. Well, babe, come on the way. I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you and fly with you. Even though you like me plain, I can get fly with you. You got driving in your lane, that's why I ride with you. See, say, boy, you high like flames, you just might need a ice cube. Cause baby, you my boo. I say, cool, I got you right by the handle. You say, moral of the story, can't settle cause you got standards. I say, girl, don't even worry, I know we just trying to balance. I know that your heart been damaged before, I not understand it. If you change your mind, feel like we're wasting time, we can save some time. If you say what's on your mind, I say, baby, this ain't for them, this just for us. Thing. You say we gon' be good, you just hope it ain't a fuck thing. You know what's up, I can pull up on you. Shorty, I ain't tryna fuck on you. Babe, I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you. I got you, but you said it's up to you to keep it a buck with you, baby. I been had my eyes on you. Just hit me when you tryna get away. Cause babe, you know you safe whenever I'm on the side of you. You safe when seeing me make a date. Well, babe, come on the way. I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you. Hey, I look at you as a blessing, adding my feet to sin. Ain't have to ask you 21 questions, it was effort worth in a try. Me relaxing your mind, bathing the conversation while sipping your favorite wine. You say low, you know I'm fucking with you. You set a vibe in the room, shit, I can't lie, you the truth. But I know you thinking like you hope I ain't the wrong one. I know you been concerned how we both can make this long term. You know what's up, I can pull up on you. Shorty, I ain't tryna fuck on you. Babe, I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you. I got you, but you said it's up to you to keep it a buck with you, baby. I've been had my eyes on you. Just hit me when you tryna get away. Cause babe, you know you safe whenever I'm on the side of you. You safe when seeing me make a date. Well, babe, come on the way. I'm just tryna catch a vibe with you.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Nikki, and I am holding it down for my ladies as usual on this fine Women's Takeover Wednesday. Let's see who's in the building with me tonight.
What's good? What's this? Nikki Dawn.
This
hey. Is what it be.
Hi.
Yeah.
Busy.
going?
The week is really chill, you know, just been, you know, trying to come up with some great ideas, figure out some things. You know, I got, you know, asked to do some interviews at an event coming up. That's super dope. It's an August. Yeah, it's Artist Showcase. I'm representing the Stage Radio, you know, holding it down, doing some interviews, you know, super
big
hyped
thing.
About that.
Big thing,
you know.
Big thing. That's super dope. BC, how's your week going?
Oh, we're going great. Great. Shout out to Painway. Got them Wu-Tang executives looking at him yesterday.
Sure did.
Yeah. That shit was fire. Super dope. Yeah.
Did you go back and listen to the show?
I did. I listened to the playback this morning. Yep, I did.
Yeah, that's super dope.
That was super fire. That was super dope. Like, whoa, yeah. Always appreciative of great stuff like that.
We gonna put them out there.
That's the dope part about it. You know what I'm talking about? That's the fire part about it, like the love of that, you know, Hayway and appreciative of his music and, you know, seeing his dream like he do. I think that's fire. Correct. I ain't so.
That's my. I love that little dude, man. Anything I can do, anything we with Stage Radio can do, we gonna get him in there. But like I was saying, yo, artists, we put your shit out there, and you can't get mad if nobody wanna bite. You just gonna keep putting your shit out there until something happens.
That's it.
Anyway, might be on his way right now. We're gonna see what happens with this.
What's going on, Butter Biscuits, to all of my business, yes?
How's your week going?
What's going on? How's everybody doing? I'm not going to complain, because me and John alive and everything else could be worked out.
There you go.
Talk to DJ Star for making that top 10 countdown last week.
She definitely
did. Pew, 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 pew.
Absolutely.
Y'all on the Stage Radio doing wonderful things. Y'all having these flashy pads.
Yo, every Sunday I would like to do that. Go out there and bring the kids out to the splash pad, do some shit. They got a grill out there. I don't see the problem. You know what I mean? We just let the kids do what they do.
Everybody's
welcome.
$5 a pack,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not there.
Kids love
hot dogs. Bring something. Come out with your kids. If you don't want no hot dogs, bring what you want to put on the grill. We just
bring your ribs and shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's no major shutdown event. It's just trying to give the kids something to look forward to. You know, as entertainers, we always leave them to go work. We got a show over here, it's an event over there, or something over there, and they're at the babysitter or grandma's or auntie's or whatever. So why not try and give them some kind of routine or something to look forward to and let them run around. You know what I'm saying?
Get your kids to take their ass to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Let them wear themselves out. They're going to go to bed early.
Yeah,
you know.
Them little bastards stay up to 2, 3 in the morning. They got nothing to do. Put
they
them,
do.
Put that fucking game, man.
That damn pandemic messed up everything.
Take them to the splash pad.
Take them to the splash pad. Let them splash around. Yo, it gives you some time apart from the kids. You still out there with artists, talking your artist shit, doing your shit, while the kids way over there in the splash pad, we way over there in the grill, They ain't fucking with us. We ain't fucking with them. We, I mean, y'all can see them. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all know he's all
right.
Well, bring him out. Bring him out. It's fun. It's just something to do. It'll catch on.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
going to
bring my canned Spam. Yeah, I'm bringing Spam next time. Is that all right?
If that's what you want
to do. Somebody eat Spam. Are we putting the Spam on the grill or is this, I don't know, what we doing with Spam. But
yeah, I want to do something different there. Let's put it on the grill.
Grilled Spam. Yeah.
See this
guy's great
spam.
For my Gertrude,
baby, where you at tonight, baby?
I bet you Gertrude eat that spam.
Okay,
but this is
Gertrude
eat whatever
I'm putting
her face.
Dirty.
Hey, man.
Yeah, is that all right?
That was hilarious. So y'all know how it goes on Wednesdays. We catch up, we talk our crap, we listen to some music, and we get into this letter.
Yeah, what if you get an old girl through and she just in the middle of y'all getting down, she catches a heart attack. Like,
oh,
what
God.
Do you do? Gertrude couldn't take the punishment.
Damn, I'm going to have to start making them fill out non-disclosure forms before they get
right. Right.
Is that
hey,
all right?
Man, if you die, it ain't my fault.
Oh,
you
my
put
God.
Your own self in this position.
You got killed by the goose.
Not the goose.
The goose.
Now
gooching to the left, gooching to the right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, NDA for all Gertrudes. If you a church lady, if you want you a church lady, get you an NDA, man. Get you something. Get you something.
I cannot deal. We'll be back. This is
Kill One of Church Ladies.
This is Unika. Find
me dirty,
nominated.
Baby.
She's nominated for Best Female Singer. We'll be back with the letter. These guys are crazy.
Oh, my God.
Don't play with me, don't be dishonest. You said that you made me a promise. Now I'm contemplating leaving my man. Said that you do whatever you can. Be there for me and be the better man. Promise to show me the love that he can. Now it's time to put your money where your mouth is, boy. What if I leave and stray? Then you're not here to stay. Are you really down? Let me know right now. What if I leave him stray? Then you're not here to stay. Are you really down? Let me know right now. Are you gonna do me right? Put him down over time. Are you next in line? Or just another waste of time? Connection, should I stay or should I go? I don't know. Words can be misleading, misguiding all my feelings. With my man, are you about it? Show me you want it. Let's get it started. Body, show me.
always have options. So if you feel like you're at a point in a relationship and you know it's time to go, then go. But don't be rushing into it with another who's going to waste more of your time. You see, because we got shit to do. House to buy, bank account to fill. And don't get me wrong, we can do it together. Or I can do it by myself. So just kindly ask him. Turn to him. Let him know. A new guy for 2 months. He has been cool for all of this time. In between, I went on a week vacation in which he texts and calls all the time saying very nice things and saying he's fallen in love with me. So I get back, everything is great. He's now going on vacation for a week. But when he calls, he has to be outside with no one around. He has said things like, can you call me quick? I'm in the parking lot getting coffee. I asked, could I call last night in a text, and he said, hang on, I'll call you in a minute. He's not texted as much, and I'm getting suspicious. If he's with someone, he asked, we could be exclusive. Yeah, she needs a little bit of something. He asked, could we be exclusive? So I'm hoping he's doing the same. He also said he's going to marry me, thinking is, it's too early to even say that. So I just laugh at the comments. Last night, I was going home from work, and he says, am I alone? Weird. So I say, why? Are you? I'm having bad ideas pop in my head now, as I do believe he's there with a woman. I said to him, my deal breakers are dishonesty, and he didn't say anything. I know he was right there to see anyone he wants to if we're not exclusive. But I just don't like someone being dishonest. Trust issues from my past. So what are your thoughts on this? If y'all can decipher what she said. Let's start with you, Nikki Dawn. What's your thoughts?
I think that in the nicest way to say this is this is lame. Because she only known her for 2 months. Minus the week vacay and his week vacay, so really like 6 weeks. And she is playing into him saying, oh, I want to marry you, this exclusivity, all this stuff. She can laugh about it if she want to. She acts like she ain't taking it seriously, but she is. And the main reason why she is because she took the time to write a whole letter about a 2 month acquaintance. So he's feeding into what she needs, and she's allowing him to. He's one of them type of men that likes to, you know, tell you what you like to hear and everything like that so that he can get the goodness out of you. And that's what she's allowing him to do. It's been 2 months. Are you serious? You writing a letter in 2 months? Like, yo, no. I'm just broke. No. No. I think she needs to check herself. It's one of them self-awareness. Are you serious right now? Are you serious, lady?
For the record, I agree. Let's see what CJ Star got. She's laughing.
Hell no. First off, the dick must be fantabulous.
Right.
Shout out to him for having a good dick, because because I don't know what the fuck. Baby, I don't know, baby girl. I'm going to get you the rose. Follow me on Instagram, and I'm going to buy you the rose because that's what you need, honey. I don't understand. You haven't been with him long enough to even see. He got a wife, girl. He married.
Oh.
That's what I want to tell her. He's married. He's taken.
Oh.
Ray Charles can see that.
That's an early plot twist. Now, I figured he definitely has somebody else, but I didn't think he was married. That is typical, I would say. You know what I mean? Like,
he probably doing what he do.
I'm with you guys. Like, it's 2 months.
Minutes.
Right. It's just 2 months. It's just 2 months. And I'm with the lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, he sees something that you need, and he can throw you out whatever he want
to
say.
Happens
and you're gonna
that.
Accept it. This is why love of self is mandatory, and it's different than self love, right? So. Mm-hmm. In the way that I view it, self-love is just basically making sure you're good. You have time for yourself. You go out and get your little nails done. You might have a spa day. Time for yourself. Self-love. Love of self is preserving yourself. Do you know you? Do you know what you're like without somebody? That's friends, mom, dad, siblings. Like, do you know who you are to where somebody can't just come and tell you these things? Like,
right.
Oh, baby girl, 2 months? You laughing off the fact that he said he wants to marry you one day, but you put it in this letter. So that means you're not laughing it off. You're really feeling this guy. And that's okay. However, understand this. If you decide to be an exclusive relationship, both parties should be aware that they're an exclusive relationship. Because to me, it sounds like you're in an exclusive relationship. He's not. Whether he's married or he's seeing someone else, he's not. If he got to call you from the parking lot, if he got to call you while he's out running to get coffee, y'all can only text. He's on vacation. I mean, come on. If it's a guy's trip, you would hear them in the back clowning him. Let's just be honest. They say, ooh, you know how guys do. But if you don't ever hear nobody else, you know the answer to this. You know what's up. So, okay. See, that's all. What should she do besides reach out to you?
Okay. What she needs to do is she needs to, first off, on a serious note, get her a Plenty of Fish account. She needs to get a single.com account, and she needs to find her a pen pal and grow a relationship with a stranger because she's too vulnerable with somebody that's right in her face.
Mm-hmm.
In some sense, it seems like... She, it don't even seem like they see each other. If you really look into the letter, it looks like they just call and text each other. That he just might be an online thing anyway. Because it doesn't say, like, oh, our date's awesome, sex is great. It doesn't say none of that. All she keeps is talking about how he doesn't text or call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's crazy. I think she's one of them. Something like, I don't know. Because it doesn't say anything like that. Like, oh, he's handsome. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't text or call me when he's doing this. He doesn't call and do that when he's doing this. It's all about calls and texts.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
Yes.
Right.
You definitely have a point. So today I was watching episode of Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude named Dewan out of Goldsboro, shout out to him, he says that he was in an exclusive relationship for 2 years with this female,
mm-hmm,
that he never had a FaceTime call with, a video chat. They only talked on the phone and text for two years. Like, in this day and age, you need to know who you're dealing with. Catfish is real.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But so are psychos. People who get creepers, people who get attached too quick and you can't shake them. Like, if that's the case and y'all haven't seen each other in person, it's, again, just 2 months. That's just conversation. He's selling you all kind
right.
of wolf tickets.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I think the situation is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she really deranged, because what the hell you wasting our time for, girl, and you don't even know if it's really the dude in the damn picture.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, well, damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bust.
You know what?
Quick.
I blame it on COVID-19. I blame it on COVID because we're losing our damn minds being locked up in the damn house all day.
Facts.
I blame it on her disparity. That's what I blame it on. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just too much. Period. Like, when I, like, 2 months, yo, like, 2 months go by so fast. This year is almost gone. And she went about 2 months.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Mm-mm.
Which leads me to believe he's been investing that talk time. He's been, you know, really engaging with her to where in this 2 month time span, he goes on a vacation for a week and he don't talk to her like that. She's losing it. She's writing letters to perfect strangers.
I'm saying that's straight talk time because she doesn't say anything about, like, he gives her gifts. He doesn't, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
when we're together, he makes me feel this way. She didn't say none of that. It's all about if he calls. Or, I hope she's not lame like this. Ooh, I hope, is she listening? Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
I hope she's listening.
This
one was sent anonymously. This one was sent anonymously.
Come on the damn panel.
Oh, my God. Like, whoa. No. That's crazy. I just have a strong feeling this is just a verbal conversation, like a verbal relationship. I feel it in my soul. I just do.
And she could be young. She could be young and attached. And I just think you need to put whatever electronic device down and just spend some time with yourself.
She probably communicated.
She ain't young, though. Because if she was young, she wouldn't be on it like that. She older.
And too, yeah, she got to be a little older. Older and just dumb. He don't call. He don't text me. He don't
call.
Well,
that makes
me
sad. Because after a certain age, you should have adopted a certain level of maturity. You should have experienced some things that has taught you not to get into situations like this as an older woman.
Right.
Like, come on.
I think she's old. Yeah, it is.
She's just lame. I'm sorry. She didn't get a life. That's just,
yeah.
That's the advice I got for her. Get a life.
Get the roll.
Take a couple more vacations and get a life. Because for one, she on vacation and he blowing the phone up and all that shit. You know, I don't know you 2 months. Don't call me while I'm on vacation. Don't do that.
Right.
I'm on vacation. I don't know you like that. For you to be calling me like that, you know, like, I'll talk to you when I get back. Like, she didn't get a life, like, for real. Period.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Like, if he wanted to spend time with her on vacation, he would have gave her a ticket with him, right?
Right. Why they take a separate vacations?
Now, that is a good question. So, Ben is 9:30. We're going to get into these drops. When we come back, we're going to flip this because y'all know we like to play what if and dig in the supposed jar. Now, y'all done bring a wise or why didn't they take vacations together. And I'm curious. What happens if there's a wife and she catches these phone conversations and things of that nature? So, we'll be back. Don't go nowhere. We got questions.
Yo, this is CJ the Tech.
Shut the fuck up. This is Denise, and we ready to take over on the woman's takeover. All right, True Music Management, queen behind the scene, and you know I'm tuning in on Wednesdays to the woman's takeover on the stage radio with Nikki and Mish.
To the next body.
y'all, we're back. It's still the WTW. And we talking out ish. Hey, Sunny the Star.
What's going on?
Sunny is probably double muted. But it's all good.
I got all of it.
Can y'all hear me now?
There you go. We can hear you.
I got all of this love.
Don't come on here clowning our music.
I'm like fine. You
like
fine?
Her name is Nikki. Nah. And the name of that song is called Nobody.
And I ain't calling from jail. You feel me?
Oh, hell yeah.
You hear me? May the Lord work. You hear me? May the Lord work.
So when you coming back to the 2:00?
In the morning.
Yay.
Oh, hell yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, God.
Okay, so you here.
Right.
You here.
So which means that
come on.
I would definitely be in New York. You understand me?
Oh my God.
Full flex.
Oh my, how the tables have turned.
Acting like me. I'm through there.
How the tables.
Hey, if y'all don't know, August the 7th, New York, the Stage Radio Awards will be going down. You understand that? And being that the law has released the beast. Not beastie, but the beast. I'm sliding. You understand that? How y'all women
doing
on
this one? That's super dope. We doing fine. We addressing the letter. What do you have on my letter, Sunny the Star?
Oh, no. Nobody wrote me no letters when I was locked up.
Oh, my God. You get on my last nerve.
I got one letter when I was locked up. But it's not the stage letter for the... I don't know the actual letter. Can
it's
I get a briefing
group,
on it, please?
In. Yes, 2 months.
I know. I just want a briefing. Can I get a briefing?
I got you. It's 2 months. Her and her dude have been talking. During this 2 months, she went on a vacation for a week. She answered all texts and phone calls. Now he's on vacation. He only talks to her if he's outside in the parking lot. She feels like he's with somebody else. He said that he wants to marry her one day, that they should be exclusive.
Yeah.
But she thinks he's with somebody else. So what should she do?
Act like it's the bachelor party.
And what does that mean, Sunny?
Everything's excused. When the marriage is in the list, you already know that he's ready to give up everything because of you, which means that he's trying to get everything out that he needs to do before he actually makes the commitment. Unless y'all have a situation where he needs to marry you to keep him out of a certain situation, which would be like paying his own rent, his own light bill, shit like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
No, Sunny. See, this is why we need the male perspective, because I don't think a woman in their right mind would think that getting married to help someone out of a situation like paying rent was a legitimate reason to get married.
Nah, but it's a legitimate reason to not lose what you're comfortable with. And in reality, a lot of people can't live alone, like having somebody that you're, you know, how long were they together before he talking about getting married?
She didn't say. She just said it's been 2 months.
Okay, so
now,
if they was living together for a few years before the marriage, and neither one of them know how to be alone, and being that he's doing what he's doing, whether he thinks that she did what he did and he doing it on his side, if she's threatening to leave, like, none of these people know how to operate individually because they so used to operating together. That's how people be getting stuck in fucked up shit because they don't know how to operate individually at the end of the day. They so used to splitting the bill, having this extra money, splitting it. And when you have to choose to do it all by yourself, a lot of people ain't ready for that. That could definitely cause a proposal.
Okay, so that's an interesting perspective, but we've kind of dissected this and come to the agreement that she probably don't even know dude. Based off of the letter, she only speaks on him calling and texting. So what if this is just an internet thing? They've been kicking it for 2 months. Now he's kind of distant because he's on vacation. CJ Starr feels like he's married and he's on vacation with his wife.
Well, maybe he'd already got what he wanted. Maybe he's not that concerned about it after he got them buns. Maybe he not really
that's
that concerned with, like,
about them getting buns. So she ain't say like the sex is great, our involvement is great, our interaction is great. She don't say none of that. All she keep talking about
it
is
don't matter.
The car.
It don't matter.
Touching.
She. He could have gotten them buns, and then she dead to him. So like, all the extra calls, all the how you doing, babe, text after that. Like, maybe that shit dead on him because maybe he just did that just to slap the bun. Like, you,
exactly.
From what I just heard, this is like a mobile relationship, a mobile phone relationship. So if any one of them was to switch numbers, ain't nobody going to be digging to contact the next person. I don't know. Maybe I'm late on it. But I ain't going to hate on it. You did.
This guy is such a dweeb.
You know? Hey, young lady, whoever wrote the letter, if you grown and Pete the Pimpin', you know what I'm saying? You bitches be thinking y'all so goddamn smart to understand what the fuck going on. You so smart, right? That's how y'all be feeling,
one
like you know everything, intuition, all this shit.
What just happened? Oh, my God.
Sonny, whoa.
Where am I going to take over, Sonny?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sonny might be listening to this.
I don't give a fuck if
what's
you listening. Boss up, bitch.
Be kind to the bitches.
Boss up, bitch. Y'all don't give a fuck if she listening. She wrote a letter. She wrote a letter for the world to hear. She wrote a letter for the world to hear. Boss up, bitch. In front of the world. I'm telling you to your face. You got a crab ass nigga. He a dub. Now he boss up. Somebody call in and talk to me.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
shit.
Both of y'all niggas lame.
Thank you so much, Sonny.
Right.
Hey, listen.
Sonny is
hold on. Let me tell y'all what has happened. I got everything removed off my sentence right now for the moment. Nigga, me again. I ain't got no blanket on me. Hey, listen. It's over for it. Both of you niggas is dubs. Shorty, you got hit. Little buddy, you lame because niggas these days, we way more honest with our pimping. We ain't got to lie to get what we want. They going to give it to you if they want to give it to you. You ain't got to keep the darn shit. If you pull marriage out as a weapon to not break up with a girl because you was all fucking up, your pimping ain't straight.
Great.
Damn. Sonny's back.
So you a dog
we're
for that.
Some music. We're gonna clean the air and the airwaves.
Why now?
He's here being funny. Because.
you,
that's not what we do on Wednesdays.
I'm I'm free. I'm going to tell you, the judge told me I'm free. Listen, the nigga said, you ain't got to even be in these in this county no more. We allowing you to leave the county. I still got to check in. So, I don't know. But, judge, if you listening, your wife is on my Facebook, and I'm finna smash it.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
I'll be back.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to Lyrical Genius. We'll be back.
Lyrical Genius. I generate health, I generate wealth, I generate love by loving myself. Name is lyrical energy, spiritual income, residual knowledge is critical. Vibes on soaring stars, somewhere far way past Mars. I'm usually shy, I don't know why. Growth is uncomfortable, but I'ma try. Better yet, I do, then I succeed, attracting all this greatness inside of me. We are who we reflect, in any retrospective kind of dense to run from destiny. Now take a second, close your eyes and inhale all the heavens. Meditation if you need a reference. Mindful of your body and your wellness. Download your blessings. You learn your lessons? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile. Shout every once in a while.
Let's unwind with Nikki on the stage.
I generate health, I generate wealth, I generate love by loving myself. Name is lyrical energy, spiritual income, residual knowledge is critical. Vibes on soaring stars, somewhere far way past Mars. I'm usually shy, I don't know why. Growth is uncomfortable, but I'ma try. Better yet, I do, then I succeed, attracting all this greatness inside of me. We are who we reflect, in any retrospective kind of dense to run from destiny. Now take a second, close your eyes and inhale all the heavens. Meditation if you need a reference. Mindful of your body and your wellness. Download your blessings. You learn your lessons? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile. Shout every once in a while. Smile. Even if you feeling tired. Gotta try.
You gotta try.
Cause it's a vibe. Give me that. Give me that. Yeah, you look good. Ooh, hey, that you got a vibe. Cause it's a vibe. Give me that, give me that.
I love life, life goes right. I speak life and life loves me. Won't fight the feeling, working on my healing. Have mercy, willing, I'm free. Popping bottles of that elderberry, see mounts and vitamin D. Finessing on my fitness, trying to get the thickness in this body. But it ain't even me, and I'm not what you see. Temporarily mine to keep while I seek the proof of the truth of things. As a human being, it's some crazy shit. Learning life from the little kids, they've been here before. I ain't tripping though. Stop, look, listen to them. You learn your lesson yet? If not, you gon' repeat them. Slow down so you can see them. Trust oneself, believe and achieve them. Matter of fact, know that. Breathe deep and let it go. No slack, no cap. It does you no darn good to worry. I heard from a birdie or three. You are worthy. So smile. Child, every once in a while. Smile. Even if you feeling tired. You gotta try. Cause it's a vibe. Give me that. Give me that.
Give me that. Y'all know that is my song. Beastie was like, that's my song. Can you take it back? So I had to spin it back one time. Shout out to Lyrical Genius, who does not want me to bring her live. But we see you, and we know you're there. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
She told me no. She said, no, I'll bring you live.
You said what?
Yeah.
Who said something to me?
Ain't nobody said nothing. You crazy.
Who said something to me?
I said something. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, what you can't call me is in jail. Hey.
Is that all right?
That's what you can't call me.
Is that all right?
That's what you can't. At least
right?
To October. I got to continue it to October. And I'm allowed to talk
God
about
damn.
Whatever I need to talk about. So what you can't call me is in jail. That's, I mean, whatever you got to say is, that's your own personal opinion.
Why is he like this?
I don't know. It's like he's mad that he's free. He's so aggressive about being free.
Nicki Don said that.
I ain't never been mad at nobody. I mean,
I'm free, nigga. Right now, anybody in the world. That's where
he's
I get.
So aggressive.
That's what I like, so aggressive about it. Like, whoa. You know?
Because I have been trapped for 2 months. Not in, like, actually incarcerated. I'm pretty sure the way you're talking to me, you have somebody close to you that's incarcerated.
Maybe I've been.
So I'm not like actually that type because I've always got away with my crimes. So
it blew your mind that you got caught.
When it came time for me to do this, being that I'm so solid, and I ain't never meant. I'm just saying, like, this shit was different for me. Now, like, it ain't like being locked up. These niggas kept me in a different state where I couldn't come home.
Right.
Like, I could, like, if I didn't have nowhere to live in this state, I would have still been jailed up. Luckily, I had some family out this way. And when I got a PR bond, if I didn't have a PR bond, like, I think I would have still been jailed. So, like, it's cool. I mean, tripping. I'm just good. I'm glad to be able to come home. And now that I know that I can, I don't even want to.
Damn.
Cause that was too simple.
I just like the choice.
He liked being Sunny, the difficult one, the suicide.
Yeah.
No, listen. First of all,
no.
Hey, kid, come in. Say what's up to the radio.
What's up?
That's why I can't be difficult. My son got 8 dreads. He's already a bumbleclot.
Leave my baby all the way alone.
That nigga got eight dreads. He's already he's supposed to be. He's the little me. And the big Sonny is the more mature me. Like, so I get to keep being who I am.
Well,
if you don't like it,
all.
Listen, if you don't like it, unfriend me and don't speak to me in public.
Pray for us all.
Is that all right?
It's not. Sonny, come on here with no, because Sonny, come on here with his get out of jail aggression. This is Wednesday, Sonny.
You need to take a deep breath. Listen to say Lyrical Song one more time.
Who is supposed to?
Come on, Sonny, meditate.
I've been meditating.
Oh, eat some sea moss.
Eat some sea moss.
Some acid. Get yourself together.
Do you put that on the Nathan's? Nathan's like a sauerkraut.
Yeah.
It
don't hell yeah,
like
you can. Dern eat it and he gets superpowers. Don't you, Dern? Dern gets superpowers when he eats that sea moss.
I'm going to tell you what gives me super.
What give you superpowers, Sonny? This is children's show. No.
Sunny. Stop being Dr. Evil.
Welcome to WCW. What is this? WWW. What is this?
You just WCW. Call up here to talk your trash. You get on my last nerve.
Hey, listen. To all the women right now who got somebody locked up, and if you ain't writing them niggas, they mad about it. I'm telling you, I just seen a couple of them. They mad. You hoes is out here cheating, fucking best friends, and all doing that type of shit. You bitches going to hell for that shit. I'm telling you for a fact. Your old man in there eating them trays. Your old man in there eating them trays. He watching these other thugs eating these oodles and noodles with these goddamn sausages and shit chopped up in it. And he getting that slop. Bitch, you a dub out here in the streets. You done lost that cup, man.
I refuse. It is almost 2 o'clock.
That's crazy. I'm
just going to tell you, listen. You bitches at least need to send your man some soup.
Sunny.
Whoa.
The only 99 cents. Send him some soup.
Sunny.
Put it on
Sunny,
commissary.
Are you listening?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Ain't no bitches on Wednesday.
Then nobody should be responding to me then.
No. I run this one. I run Wednesday.
So oh, God, Nick. I never,
in.
Nick, all right, Nick. Oh God. Okay, Nick, with the Wednesday crew and the rest of the bitches that's listening. That's listening.
Oh my!
Bitches that's listening.
Dang. You know
the
what?
Bitches that's listening. Not the female that's on the crew. The bitches that's listening.
As soon as he said that, I felt better about it. He not addressing us. He talking to them. You bitches, listen.
Send your nigga a suit.
Oh,
Put some money on your nigga commissary and send him a soup or something. He looking bad in there eating that jail food. He
and
ain't gangsta with that jail food.
This is why people chase him out of town. We'll be back with Beastie. I can't.
Hey, only because I'm a ball head.
Yes, sir. Hey, Sonny. What if I put try and get off? Because we're coming to blow a Clyde Town. And make money, that should be happy. Them I go chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them no like what we do in them town.
Been on the run for a minute. Got a gold from a dentist. Niggas mad cause I charge them 1400 like a stimmy.
And we running around your town singing gimme, gimme, gimme. And these niggas on crickets, I ain't talking about
you. You heard me before. If you niggas don't know, we run the block. Two on the show. Passing my bro. My cousin got the blicky on the star, just watch the dope. I ain't scared to tell fiend, hell no.
Slam dunk on him, alley-oop, fire. I rally true, don't make us do what we do. I hit three, probably two. Cation hot, by you. That bitch, a bugaboo. Take the one and lick the one.
Them I go chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them no like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them no like what we do in them town.
tell us never to come back around.
Now who the fuck do these white niggas think they is? Just trying to set up on my block. Turn this shit up like I'm Oscar. Wipe this shit out like it's my block. We can shoot this shit out like I'm Lennox. Fuck your belly, bitch, it's a headshot. Split his soul, call me Chica. About to creep on everybody sleeping.
Who on that blood clot is this Keys from New York City? Finding something bullshit about my committee. Look, sonny, this nigga's moving funny. Don't be a dummy. We need to bounce like some bears. Me no talk, won't come.
If I see that, I'll be knowing this. Go get him. It's a marathon, hit him with a headshot. Ball in the back when I take to the face. I'm a west side nigga, bang with a roster. Them niggas in black masks, they my partners.
I move around like a monster. I spit my lobster and my pasta. Yeah, them boys are shot.
Them I go chase us crazy ball heads out of town. Them don't like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So them I go chase us crazy. Them not like what we do in them town. Tell us never to come back around. So here I go.
Hey, yo, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Show Shy, that's Dot, man, and we vibing, yo. And when I'm vibing, I like to listen to WTW, Women's Takeover Wednesdays on the Stage Radio, hosted by Nikki and Niecy. Holler back at your boy, man. Let's get it.
It's Busta Brown, and I'm tuned in to Women's Takeover with Nikki and Niecy. It's a vibe.
It's your girl, CJ Star, and you chilling right here with me on the Stage Radio. That's right, Season 9, Butter Biscuits to all my bitches out there. Hey, we chilling with Beastie and Nikki all motherfucking day. Hey, Gertie, hey, church lady, it's CJ Star. I'm looking for you, baby. Make sure you had them pantyhose held up high. It's your girl, CJ Star, and I'm out of here. Tune in to the Stage Radio.
What's happening? It's your girl, Meech Lovin'. You kicking it with the Stage Radio. Hear the hottest music from independent artists worldwide, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. Let go.
Well, that was an exciting drop, CJ Star. Let's bring in the
hell yeah. I was happy as hell. I was like, hell yeah. I was over here jumping up and down like, hell yeah, Gertrude.
Beastie. Come in here and help regulate your bald-headed bestie, because he's come through my show like the Tasmanian devil. Misbehaving.
What you doing?
Look, he's there. He gonna act like he ain't listening. He's there.
What you done did, bro? So first of all, I want to welcome home Senator Starr and the big homie Bangs.
Yay!
Shout out to my guys. Yeah, shout out to my guys, big homie Bangs. Can't wait to hear your new music. I know you've been in there writing. Both my guys came home the same day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't been able to touch down with neither one of y'all yet, but I will. But y'all know how I fuck with you. What's going on with the slutter? Sonny Misbehaving, man.
He is. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this letter so we can actually get to the end.
Said, you know what almost took me out when she said, when Nikki Dawn said, he sound like he mad to be out.
Right. I'm just like, yo, what is wrong? Like, do you miss that? You miss them cakes with the little green bubbles on top? Like, what is it? What is going
that's
on? The little Kool-Aid with the vibrant. Like, deficiency is for real. Like, what's going on? Dude, like, you're so mad.
Kevin, they do. Most people come out, you know, they cheese and they happy. This thing, hey, this is all kind of
bitch, bitch, bitch,
that. All the bitches in the world love that. Like, whoa.
Hey,
that's some
butter biscuit bitches.
Butter biscuit bitches.
Yeah, you
so he might be married and he had to go in that motherfucker.
He might be.
Tell me about this letter.
Okay. The letter reads.
Hold on, Nick.
Okay.
Don't you got a can of Pillsbury butter biscuits down there?
I think I cooked them. They was good and flaky.
Oh,
it was grand.
What?
They
by yourself?
They
didn't tell nobody?
Buttery biscuits.
You and the kids?
The kids ate them.
Man.
Damn, I'm on my way then.
I missed out on butter biscuits. So tell me about this letter.
Okay. So the letter says, now there's a lot of grammatical errors, so I'm going to try and do my best. Yeah, I don't laugh. So I've been seeing a new guy for 2 months. He's been cool for all of this time. In between, I went on a week vacation in which he texts and calls all the time, saying very nice things and saying he's fallen in love with me. So I get back. Everything is great. He's now gone on vacation for a week. But when he calls, he has to be outside with no one around. He said things like, can you call me quick? I'm in the parking lot getting coffee. I asked, could I call last night in a text? And he said, hang on, I'll call you in a minute. He has not texted as much, and I'm getting suspicious if he's with someone. He asked we be exclusive, so I'm hoping he's doing the same. He also said he's going to marry me, etc. My thinking, it's too early to even say that, so I just laugh at the comment. Last night, I was going home from work, and he says, am I alone? Weird. So I say, why? Are you? I'm having bad ideas pop in my head now, as I do believe he's there with a woman. I said to him, my deal breakers are dishonesty, and he didn't say anything. I know he has a right to see anyone he wants if we are not exclusive, but I just don't like someone being dishonest. Trust issues from my past. So what are your thoughts on this? And I see you, Queen B. Shout out to you.
Yeah, we're going to let Queen B give her thoughts first.
Or not.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, there she goes. Hey, darling. What do you have on this letter?
My friend. My bad. I was waiting for my friend. I didn't realize. I didn't have to wait for my friend this time. Well, first of all, I feel like females all the time, they automatically jump into the negative, obviously, because of what they've experienced in the past. Now, just because she made herself readily available to respond to every fucking text message when she was on vacation, don't mean he's got to do the same damn thing. She made herself available. When he was texting her, she didn't have to respond every time he texted, as soon as he texted, or none of that. She didn't have to do that because she was on vacation. Me, I was enjoying my vacation. I'm not paying attention to my phone if I'm on vacation. I mean, here and there, yes. But to constantly respond, as she said, he was texting her constantly, saying nice things. Yeah, you made yourself available. You can't really be mad because he's not making himself available on vacation. That's that.
Mhm.
And yeah, that whole getting married stuff. I think dudes be just saying that nowadays because they think, I don't even know what they think. Woo, but they just be on that whole, yeah, he's filling her head up with what he thinks she want to hear, and she eating it right up. He gonna have her married, and she gonna collect all his debt.
Damn. Sound like Sunny. Sunny says she helping him get out of situations like paying rent. You know, that's what
I'm saying. That's exactly what
Damn.
That is exactly what that girl doing, being dumb. But she feel like everything cool right now, but at the same time, she's still iffy because of what she done experienced in the past. Y'all be bringing on them negative bad jujus to the new relationship. That's where you fucking up already. You can't do that. I mean, it ain't even a relationship yet. Y'all bring them bad jujus to the new situationship because you gonna fuck it up before it become a relationship. You gotta get together. That's all I got.
CJ Starr think he's married and on vacation with his wife.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Why is he on vacation with the bros and fucking many hoes? He ain't in a relationship.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Yeah.
The he a single man.
My life.
Yeah, he's just doing what he's doing. You know, that's how he be married.
But I'm not, like I said, for her, I'm not going on no vacation for no week and paying attention to my phone like that to realize that this man is really texting me that much. No! It's time to refer. I didn't come all the way on vacation to be regular.
Beastie.
What you got on this letter? That girl is dumb.
Disclaimer first. You got to do your disclaimer first. Because I'm going to agree with him on this one.
You're right. Our disclaimer. Do not sue us. We at the Stage Radio. Do not condone genocide, homicide, suicide, pesticide, side bitches, or anything that's over there to the left. Do not sue us. Okay, go ahead.
This letter is fucked up, man. This fucked up, man. First, we gonna start with Buddy. Buddy, I agree with Sonny. You slacking on your pimpish, huh? Niggas ain't lying to the hoes no more, bro. They not lying to the hoes. You
this
lying to the hoes. If that's a hoe, if that's your hoe, nigga, you lying to the hoes. You slacking on your pimping, sir. What's going on? Why are you doing it? Why are you doing that, my guy? You fucking up. You fucking up the game for the other niggas. These niggas ain't lying no more. Yo, and these chicks, I don't want to say bitches because they said we can't say. Not yet.
I got you.
Not
and
yet.
These bitches.
But these bitches, bro, will fuck you up for that shit today, bro. It's not a game. They will fuck you up just for lying. Bro, they want dick just like you want pussy. But they want you to keep it a bang. Okay. Now, my whole question, bro, now you say you want an exclusive with them. Why, bro? Why? You wanted to keep the panties all to yourself. Why, bruh? Why did you say that? Why didn't you just keep beating it up? Why, bruh? You're a disgrace. You're a disgrace. You ain't even playing, bruh. Your nuts ain't even fucking hanging. And you asking the bitch, can you marry her? Excuse me. 2 months, nigga. But you got a whole bitch at home.
You think so too, BC?
Well,
you got a whole bitch.
Half of one.
Nine, God, let me finish
one.
With this.
Not the whole thing.
Let me finish. Cause now, my problem ain't with dude. His pimping is fucked up. He lame. But fuck him. My problem again is with the chick that wrote this letter. Let's talk about this letter. The nigga said he wanted to marry you in 2 months. Red flag. This nigga's a widow. You should have been all over that. Red flag. You should have been all over that. 2 months? 2 months? I want to marry you? Hold up, son. Hold up. Red flag.
than Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm saying that.
2 months? You're not going to tell me that's not a red flag. You're not going to tell me that. 2 months? Mm-hmm. Bro, that shit should have been all in her brain. Now, she ignored the warning. It's always a warning before destruction. And tonight is your destruction. Always a warning. You heard the then you said, the nigga said he wanted to be exclusive. Alright, you was with the shit. But then at the end of the letter, you say he can do basically do what he wants because he's not exclusive. Bitch, which one is it? Are y'all exclusive or you're not? Because you put y'all was and then you're not. So which one was it? Which one was it? Come on, tell me. Let's get in the car. Get in the car. You dummy. Didn't listen to the red flag. Nah. Did not listen. He did. That's why he's staying away from your dumb head. Because you just as crazy as he is. He heard the That's why he not texting that. Fuck that. This bitch crazy. But you didn't listen. Light your cigarette. Because you don't even seem like the type of woman that smoke blunts. Light your cigarette.
Yeah,
if you smoke blunts, you would have thought about it. Your mind would have been open. Nah, you smoke cigarettes. You ain't even thinking. You drink coffee and shit.
Oh, Lord.
Turn your music on.
Oh, shit.
This dumb bitch thought that nigga wanted to marry her after 2 months. Red flag.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
She don't know if they exclusive or not. Red flag. We confused too, Debbie. And then you send us right here. Gassy. Fly your ass off that bridge. You big dumb. What should I do? Kill yourself. That's what you should do. Mickey, let's enjoy the song. While the bubbles come up and the car go down.
Oh.
My last year last night.
Yeah.
See, I cried. My last year last night. Her truth was wrong.
Y'all see the bubbles? Can you
it's
see the bubbles?
The way she felt when this asshole came along. She sees some signs.
You just see the light.
My last year, last night. Someone would think should have given more time. No thoughts. Should have had.
Shout out to Hassan and Jay Red for that record, man. I need that record every week in my life because it's always some asshole decide they want to send their music in or their record into the stage radio. We need to start playing that there in the fucking smash and trash. For real. Hassan and Jay Red, you about to get rich. Because your song about to be everywhere. Listen. If your man ain't texting you back, he ain't checking for you. You on vacation. And he texting you? I'm with Bean on this. Fuck you answering your phone. He ain't answering it. I mean, kill yourself. August 7th, pull up stage awards. I'm gone.
Well,
that I concur.
I concur.
DC for president.
No. That's not who we want in charge of the nuclear button. No. No.
Because I think half of the female species and half of the male species would be dead if his ass was in charge of that.
And you
oh,
would.
Oh shit.
And everybody will have a theme song for their execution.
Dang, well,
wait,
what would it be?
Yo, yeah, that would be funny. Because yeah. Who the vice president? Who's going to be in the House of Representatives?
Me. But a bitch is bitch.
Oh, they got in this
oh,
hell
Lord.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like,
Lord.
Fucking kids. At the end of every speech.
Oh, my God, that is so funny. Y'all nuts. But guess who's back? Tink Tink is back. We missed her last season. She is back with the sauce. Let's see what she's talking about. Hey, girl.
It's sauce time with Tink Tink.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
you know, Beastie never seems so amazing. He never seems so amazing with the shades in his face. It's just Beastie. That's it.
Right.
Wow. So lately, it hasn't been a lot going on, but there's been some stuff going on. So. I don't know if I had anything. Dani Lee, she revealed her baby. She did a gender reveal shoot for her baby. So Dani Lee, she has that song with Chris Brown. I don't remember the name. Don't ask me. But Dani Lee is now released. She released her little gender reveal video picture, and she is having a girl. So everybody's excited about that. Congratulations to her. The baby daddy, some rumors, I don't know if it's true or not, they're saying that the baby is supposed to be her baby father. So everybody is kind of questioning, why doesn't she have any pictures with him? You know, is this a thing? Is she doing this for clout? All this type of stuff. You know, I kind of hate that. I hate when people, when celebrities go through the pregnancy thing and they're not with the baby child's father, it's always, are you doing this for clout? I don't always think that it's about, like, maybe they want to keep certain things private. Doesn't always have to be a for clout thing. Maybe she's a private person. I mean, she doesn't have that many hits out. She has like the one or two hits out. You know, I don't know. What you think about pregnancies and celebrities keeping it private?
I just feel like everybody deserves this privacy. Let them people do what they want to do, hold down their babies. Like, it's not that big of a deal. That's just me personally.
Yeah, no. I feel like some people just want to keep it private for the, you know, that's their safety.
I feel like it's the dumbest shit in the world. I feel like, why? Me, I want to celebrate my kid from the time they come on. I want the world to know this is what I did, BC, bitch. I want you to know what I did. So I want my baby to be all over the fucking internet from the day they come out the cooch. I'm talking about steel blood on them. Look what I did.
Not that good.
Look.
Ew, cooch, not with
nigga.
The blood. Don't do that. That's disgusting. Don't even put
my baby fresh
only.
Out of the placenta.
Placenta. We taking a picture of that, too. I'm telling you.
You
said
that's my baby. Shall we?
I don't understand the whole privacy shit. It's stupid. It's stupid. Like, why you want to keep your baby? No, I don't want nobody to see my baby. Why? Your baby ugly? What the fuck is wrong with your baby? Yeah, baby, look, retarded. What's wrong with your fucking kid that you
I
don't
think
want nobody to see your kid?
Because that music world is really dark and evil, you know? And you
okay,
have to protect. You got to protect your own. Right, you have to
okay,
protect
okay,
your own.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it.
Okay, no, I don't. Jay-Z and them would not let nobody take pictures
of their kid
Blue.
For a while.
Well, she can, right, for a while. But then privacy. Okay, so then what made it time to become public when she's all over the internet? What makes it time to become public? All right, now you can put your pictures out. Like, what makes it time? I'm telling you.
I think because she hit a certain age. Remember, I think she hit a certain
age.
Nah, I think
these babies are ugly, bro. I think these babies be ugly, and they don't want nobody to see their ugly ass face.
No baby's ugly. That's how I feel.
No
baby's ugly. Different looking.
Nah. I'm telling you, their babies come out ugly, and they don't want nobody to see their ugly ass teeth. You know, are you looking at carrots? Oh, Stoney, you looking at Stoney? You like, oh, look at you. Baby.
Don't do that.
Cast a fire.
Beautiful cast a fire. Wow.
Yeah. I had
that's
to mute
nice
myself because I'm laughing so fucking hard. Oh my God.
Like, no, they like my baby too, right? Some nice shoes. Wow, we get them.
No,
from?
These are
that's so love.
I love this. I love
right.
This
where did you get the
nice
wow.
Hi, baby. You in a pretty stroller.
A pretty stroller. I've never seen a car seat that size. That's nice. Where'd you get that from, Kids Are Us?
Where'd you get that?
The fuck?
Them babies be ugly, man. I'm telling you, that's what be the problem. And they don't want nobody to see their ugly-ass kid. And then when the baby start getting some sort of form and shape and shit, head start rounding out. You know what I'm saying? They not looking like fucking Yoda from Star Wars. They they then they want to show the picture.
I agree. I actually be people president, man. Fuck it.
I can do it.
I can't. I don't know. But in other news, y'all, it looks like after a very good short period of time, Moneybagg Yo and Ari Fletcher have called it quits. I'm just like, I don't know. I think it's like a trend. Because if you notice,
I'm just like, who cares?
It's like, yo, these rappers, it's literally like I've noticed that a few rappers have broken up with their girlfriends after they bought them this really bomb, expensive-ass car. I don't know how much she paid for that. People have a car that was worth like $33K, probably a little bit more, for her birthday. And immediately after all the festivities, the birthday, and him throwing her up, they're just now like calling it quits. Like, I don't know. Like, you know how people, when they throw their little subliminals on social media, because somebody put on a post saying, never love someone so much that you ignore the truth about them. So this is what Ari wrote. She said, I always got to pick up the pieces after somebody do me wrong. That shit is not fair. And then Moneybagg Yo, he tweeted, the crazy part about shit is motherfuckers that talk to you every day will get on the app and express how they feel before they deal with you in real life. I agree with that. I definitely do. You could be on the phone with somebody and everything is fine, and you hang up next to they all on social media going off, and you like, yo, I just spoke to this motherfucker. When did you feel this way? We just had a conversation.
Hey, Nikki, if you buy a Bugatti, we're done.
First of all, next, what else? What else?
Let me ask y'all a question before you go on there. Would y'all pay, if y'all had the money, would y'all pay $1 million for a car?
No. That's that no. damn Bugatti he keeps talking about. It's not happening.
No.
Yo,
sir.
Do you see the car, though? Did you see it? Is it something?
It's not even that
way?
Nice. No, there is nothing. You could spend your money on other things, not no damn Bugatti.
A Bugatti is not even that.
It's the sexiest car in the world.
I woke up
and
you're going to cry. You will cry. So,
yo,
anyway,
if I ever had the money, Nikki would be mad because she'll wake up and it'd be Bugatti pumping for the house.
On the contrary, he would be mad.
I think he would be outside with that Bugatti and could hold you.
Right. You gotta tell him. $1 million.
Sitting there like, I beat you, bitch.
Right.
But
That's going to be my license plate.
Bitch,
I'm beasting.
Bitch,
I'm beasting.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's going down.
Damn,
okay,
Nikki.
Anyway. He know what time it is. He playing the radio. He know what time it is. What else you got to say?
So, I got two more things. So, it kind of be, I don't know if you has anybody seen Normani's new video for Wildside? So, if you don't know who Normani is one of them. She was an ex-member of Fifth Harmony. She released a video called Wildside, and some people tend to have a problem with it. Aaliyah's uncle, he said he wished that Normani would have gotten the family's approval for releasing Wildside. Now, the Wildside, it pays homage to the classic song One in a Million. And the video is pretty good. It's just that he said, I believe that Aaliyah would be very supportive of young black women who choose to immaculate her music and style. He said that, I also feel that more honorable to line up approval for a direct sample of One in a Million. But I still support her as an artist because I will not stand in the way of something that brings light to incredible staying powerful of Aaliyah. But I wish that people would take more consideration for the family and ask before sampling her music. Please and thank you. So if you listen to the song, like, it doesn't actually include a direct sample of Aaliyah's track. It just has, like, certain scenes that are very iconic scenes in the One in a Million video that is very similar to Normani's song. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the mix-up is there. Like, but I don't think that she's trying to do it to, you know, be disrespectful or any of the things. So, I don't know. I get it, but she's playing homage in a way, but she's not taking away from the song. She's not even using the song. She's just using certain iconic themes. You can't really tell a person how to shoot a music video. She's not the person who decided this video. Whoever is the video director decided this would be a good shot. That would be a good shot. It's not on her. But I get it. I get it. You know, I get it.
It's stupid, but I agree.
So, you know, today has...
Wait, I was about to say, it kind of is, it still kind of is on her because, you know, just because somebody else shot the video and stuff, you know, you be the one to say yes or no, or I like this part, or I don't like this part. That's like, you know, getting your nails done. You don't just sit there and let her do whatever the fuck she's doing. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Let me interject. Sometimes. Because when you sign a deal with a label, you are a pawn, and you do what you're told to do. I've seen it done. You can dislike whatever, and they will throw something legally in your face that says you have to do what they laid out for you to do, all the way down to what you wear. I've seen it done. Hopefully she's not in that kind of situation, but, I mean, if she thought it was, you know, kind of paying tribute or homage to Aaliyah, maybe she didn't think nothing was wrong with it at the time. I just think that the world we're living in is so negative right now. Yeah.
Now, homage?
It's a French word. Right. Homage is the English pronunciation, but it's a French word.
Yeah,
it's homage. I think that we're just in a world that's so sensitive. Like today when me and BC was watching the Jeffersons, they was calling each other niggas and honkies and all that, and this was on TV. Now, that's not going down. Yeah, it's not going down like that now. Everybody's sensitive. What you said about my mama? You know, everybody got that raised eyebrow. What you said? What you doing? Like, it is what it is. Peace,
Candy.
I don't know. If she's just using scenes, I don't see where they're calling them that. Aaliyah's videos were iconic.
Iconic. And it's going to happen where even if they're not trying to, somebody's going to say, oh, she's trying to be like, or this is like, you're going to always have that comparison at somehow, somewhere, you know? But today, I had came across a video on social media. The game has said this, and I want to get your opinion on it. So the game said, there are certain things in this world that is unconditionally love. And he said that is children, babies, and women. He said men are not unconditionally loved. Who do you think is more not unconditionally loved? Would that be women or men? I personally say women are not unconditionally loved. I'm sorry. I'm going to say, like, I've gotten both women. I've got understanding, but I really feel like women are the ones who are more not unconditionally loved than men. Like, I get it.
So
when men have this tough love, but I think women.
Yeah,
I got a different opinion.
After being married over almost, I think 2 weeks, I've been married 10 years. After being married to this woman, I think her love for me is much stronger than mine for her. So I say a woman. I say 51 foot nine.
I definitely say a woman. Absolutely. We as women have something in our minds that deactivates when the heart activates. And we will accept anything, and whatever the case is, not always treated bad. Like, you can have a good guy, and because nobody's perfect, you just accept all that comes with him, whereas he can pick you apart at the drop of a dime. You understand what I'm saying? It's just something deactivates in a woman's mind where she loves unconditional, and I don't think that men have that. And it could be the fact that we were created to nurture. We were created to carry life. We were created to do these things that require unconditional love. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I definitely think a woman is less loved unconditionally than a man, 100%.
Mm-hmm. What you guys say,
yep.
TJ?
I mean, it's gonna shock people, but I guess I want to tap in a little deeper. And what aspect are we talking about, in a relationship or in society?
Either way.
Because if we say in a relationship, it could be a woman, but in society, I would say the man. In a lot of ways, because a lot of men aren't able to get services like women can. There is a lot of men, you know, it's so it depends on what aspect we're talking about.
And to respond to that, yeah, kind of. But I still feel like it's women, because we do get more because they see us as needing more. They see us, society sees us as needy. Take care of that woman or whatever the case may be.
But is it society or the woman?
No. She mentioned in society.
Because you gotta present yourself as being needy. To be seen as needy.
No, not either. I have worked with people just services. They will help a single woman but won't help a family because the man is in the home. That doesn't mean that the man is not loved. That means they see that woman as being needy, and they're going to give her extra help because they feel like they have to compensate for a man that's not there, where in fact, I've seen single mothers hold down multiple jobs and not need assistance. You know what I'm saying? It's not that a woman is needy or a man isn't. Society just doesn't really care about either.
But isn't that saying that the man is not unconditionally loved because he's a man? So he can't get the same type of assistance, love as a woman?
I don't think so.
Because he's with her?
I think that's just saying, oh, well, he's not there, so we're going to do it until you find out where he is, because then we're going to get that back on the back end.
Yeah. I seen a lady, she responded to this video. And she was like, I feel like us as women, we unconditionally give love but don't receive it. Like, as we couldn't, back in the day, we couldn't do a lot of stuff. We had to really depend on a man for everything. You know, we couldn't go to work, we couldn't do those things. We had to stay in there. So she was like, even now, today's looking comes down to, like, if a man cheats on a woman and if she really, really unconditionally loves that man, she's going to say. She's going to say, and she's going to put up with a lot because she unconditionally loves him. But if it's vice versa, that's not how it works, because a man will leave instantly. You know, and it was like, as female, we put up with a lot, we indulge in a lot, and we don't get the love and gratitude that we deserve. As for men, they grow up in those households where it's like the tough love is the way it goes. Because I feel like even tough love is still unconditional love. It's a little harsh, but that's still unconditional love.
I disagree because my wife is more than just sex to me. So if she comes to me and say, I made a mistake, I'm going to respect her mistake, as long as it's not just keep. I'm going to respect her mistake because she's more than just sex to me. I love her mind. I love her body. I love her face. I love her skin. She's more than just sex to me. So I disagree where a man will leave a woman quicker.
Well, not all men, but majority would, because they can't take the idea of their female, as much as a female can handle the same hurt.
Y'all
believe
y'all
fucking mind.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
job will lose your mind.
You know what hurt we can't handle? The only hurt we can't handle is pushing out a baby. Anything else?
Lie.
I think we good.
100%
I think
lies.
We good.
100% lies. And
I think we good.
And I'll tell you why it's a lie, because a man can cheat on a woman. But if he suspects that his woman is entertaining somebody else, it takes up residence in his mind. Everything. What you doing? You talking to that nigga? Oh, why you always want to go here? Or who you checking for up there? Or they never let it go. And it could be nothing has happened. But
we just let him. We just gotta let him. No, but we can just let him go. Done.
I mean, she could, but that's not what the question is. The question is, can a man handle the same hurt?
Boom, boom.
Anyway, what else you guys think?
Y'all crazy.
Did you guys check out the new Power? Because I wanted to get into that real quick. Did you guys get a chance to check out the new Power? Raising I have to say, I love it. I love it. And I truly, truly, and it's in my gut feeling that this is 50 Cent's story. This, everything about this just screams his story.
This is his story. We gonna see.
Because if y'all think about it,
I don't know.
50 has always told us a little bit of his mind of his childhood, how it was. He did run the streets, so he did get into that lifestyle. But y'all remember, like, for a while, his mother hid from him the lifestyle. And I just, and when you look at, when you watch the first episode,
disclaimer.
And you think back to get rich, and, I'm
he
just getting
not responsible for what this woman is saying now.
This is my opinion, because if you watch the original Die Trying, remember in the beginning his mother kept him fly and all this stuff, but she didn't want him to get involved in that lifestyle. So in Raising Kanan, it's the same way. The good school, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. And you see, like, I see where I could compare and contrast from Raising Kanan to Get Rich or Die Trying. So I really feel like this is just 50 Cent's life, and he's finally giving us the raw, uncut story of it, because Get Rich or Die Trying kind of had to censor some parts, kind of. He was still fresh and new to this music industry. Now he's fully established. It's like, fuck it, I am Kanan, and let me show you my story. So I feel like this is his story. It has a lot of conspiracies. If y'all know Lil 50, then y'all might see where I'm coming from. Y'all just got a lot to see. But the first episode definitely took me out. I can't wait to see more. Go ahead, 50. I'm proud of you. What's that thing for me?
Hey, Nikki. Yo, shout out to that movie, y'all. I fuck with the moms, man. The moms is the realest.
Yeah.
But Nikki.
I don't watch Power. I never watched Power or none of that.
You know why I don't like them shits? Because you sit there with your lady, and every other scene they fucking, you're not even thinking about the movie no more. You're looking at your lady sideways, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Then the movie's over. Fuck the movie. Like, it's like soft porn. Fuck that shit. But Nikki, I don't know where Nikki go.
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm multitasking. Y'all know.
Since Tink is back, can we play one of Tink's favorite songs? Me and you tonight.
We got a few minutes left. Give your social media, Tink.
Of course, you guys already know look at my TikTok, Jesus. My Instagram is thatdamnpinktink, and on Facebook, you guys can definitely find me at pinktink.com. Follow me and add me, and don't forget, y'all, get those tickets, because if they're just coming to New York, get them tickets. Let's go, let's do it. Y'all got a little bit of time. Y'all got a lot. Get those tickets.
Larry,
it's
Jella.
Me and you tonight.
For one night only. You can run my operation. Shorty black and Asian. Body so amazing. I call her Ali. She possibly one of the greatest. I see you by yourself. I thought that you was faking. I might not get another chance. You know I had to take it. She smiled and started laughing. Then look, you kidding, right? Look, ma, I keep that 100. I put that on my life. A veteran at his best. See, I done earned my stripes. Come off your 7 digits. Maybe I call you tonight. Possibly see you later. I'm a currency chaser. No offense, ma. I gotta get back to this paper. I do it better than any nigga wishing he could. We bring the best of both worlds together, Hollywood.
Before I touch your body, it's just me and you, ain't got that to nobody. See, we can just chill, we can just talk. I'ma keep it real, anything you want, yeah. Anything you want, yeah. So just slow it down.
That's my dad. Lyrical, what's good, Lyrical?
We just want to say hi.
You can't say hi to us? We almost
hit us. She's hiding. She don't want to say
hi.
You
too Hollywood?
Oh, my, hey, girl.
She's too Hollywood for us.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets now. There is an early bird special. If you inbox me that you are buying your tickets, and I will give you a discount code to purchase your ticket with. But
well, listen,
you gotta get it.
I don't.
This week, this week, this week.
I don't want to sell tickets at the door, man. I don't want to sell tickets at the door. You put it up to the Stage Awards. Get your tickets right now. They're $30. You get you a meal. You know what I mean? Get in there. Get to do your one, two things. But at the door, if we got to take your money, man, we need $50. Don't pay $50 again. Don't pay $50, man. Don't pay $50, man. Get your tickets right now. $30. Pull up. Stage Awards is going to be epic. Can't wait.
We have some heavy hitters in the building. Amazing networking opportunities. And it's going to be fun. Come on out. We see y'all tomorrow. BCB with the gang. And me and my crew will be back next week. Peace. Love y'all.
Nice to see Jay Star.
What a big bitch.
Nikki Dawn. Lyrical.
Big up the youth them. It's your girl, Lil Jim. Yo, we want my spirit somewhere in our life. From people we still try to kill them. And I know why you reach so far, I just pray. But them grudge up for your one little bit good. But that's just a blessing. Holy Spirit, I shine hope on you. But that's just a blessing. You pray so hard and judge it all bless you. Some people in our life, yeah, them really want to kill you. Them no want to see you make it. Them just want to see you trouble. Persistence is the key. Yes, I could agree. Determination, meditation, bring for possibility. People see a star, try to literally stop me. Them come on, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard, be a good and trust into reality. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people we still try to kill us. Keep on mind, what's on me heart. Give negativity, cause I'm a star. Every day me wake up, me pray for a proper heart. Me a elevate, I got a open gate. Them a wonder how me make it, but it's a just a state. No matter where you are, go do the hits, and them I go eat. So no follow them up and stop procrastinate. Them a try fight me up, on me a rise. I want them in the system, me a aim for the sky. Now no time to waste our evil for action. Work hard. And then my star shine. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. From people we still try to kill us. And I know why you read so far, I just pray. But them brush up for your one little bit cool. But that's just a blessing. Holy Spirit, I shine hope on you. But that's just a blessing. You pray so hard on judge and God bless you. Some people in our life, yeah, them really want to kill you. Them no want to see you make it. See your trouble, persistence is the key. Yes, I could agree. Determination, meditation, bring for possibility. People see a star, try to literally stop me. And them come on, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard, be a good and trust into reality. Yo, we want our spirit somewhere in our life. Some people we still try to kill us.